The body scan. Finding a position that is comfortable for you and getting yourself relaxed. Beginning to gently notice your breath. It's such a constant feature of life that it's easy to ignore. So taking time with it now and actually feeling the sensations as the breath enters the body and leaves the body of its own accord, allowing it to move through its cycle of in-breath and out-breath without controlling. If it feels right to you, attending to the belly, the lower abdomen, and noticing that it may be rising and falling with the cycle of the breath. And if you care to, placing your hands on your belly, feeling the movement of the breath, the rhythm, the waves of the breath, simply riding the waves of your breath from moment to moment as it comes in and out of the body. And as you are focused on your breath coming in and out, if at any time sensations in the body become too uncomfortable or emotions arise that are too difficult, knowing that it is always possible to return to the breath as a safe place, a haven, a retreat for you to rest in, until you are ready to venture again into the body scan, wherever this recording is in its progress. If you've placed your hands on your belly, and it feels right to you, you may take your hands off the belly and move your attention to the top of your head, noticing that sensations may arise when you bring attention to a particular part, perhaps tingling or maybe pressure, maybe a feel of the breath or the pulse affecting this area. Or perhaps there is no sensation, and that's okay. That's simply your experience of this moment. And when you're ready, moving your attention to your forehead, observing any sensations here, perhaps froze of tension, or tingling, or even a sense of relaxation. Allowing yourself to sense and feel whatever is here. And then moving your attention from the forehead to the eyes and the eyelids, noticing how you're holding them, how much or how little pressure does it take to keep them closed? Experiencing the eyes from the inside, from behind the eyelids. Are the eyeballs moving or still? Is there darkness, some light or color? How does the breath, if at all, affect this area? And when it feels right, beginning to pay attention to the cheeks. Sensing the bones, the muscles, the skin of the cheeks. Noticing the play of air, sensations of coolness or warmth. Noting perhaps that some sensations stay for a while and others pass quickly. And that intensity may change one way or the other as you bring attention to them. attending now to the nose, from the bridge to the edges of the nostrils. Perhaps feeling the breath in the nostrils as it enters and leaves. Noticing temperature, moisture, sensations on the upper lip. And moving the attention to the jaw, being aware of tightness or softness, allowing the jaw to drop down slightly. And noticing any changes in sensations in the muscles of the face and neck, or in other parts of the body, which that small movement may create. And then expanding your focus of attention to include the mouth and lips, inside the mouth, the tongue against the teeth, against the roof of the mouth, perhaps. And then, if you care to, breathing in through the nose and out through the lips, allowing the air to play on its way out. Observing the sensations of dampness, or dryness, warmth, or coolness. And then expanding the attention to encompass the entire face. Not a picture of your face in your mind, but really feeling the sensations in the area that we call the face. What is here for you? Aware of any thoughts and emotions as well. And if thoughts or emotions arise, allowing them to simply come into awareness and pass like clouds in the sky. And then shifting your attention to your neck, noticing how it is right now in the big muscles in the back of the neck, from the base of the skull to the shoulders, the throat, aware perhaps of the play of air or touch of clothing, being present in this experience. Just being aware. And moving your awareness now to the shoulders, checking into their condition in this moment. Is there any tightness or softness? Recognizing that this is the condition now. And accepting it, knowing that it does not need to be any other way. And knowing also that conditions change. Noticing if there is a sense of the breath in the shoulders. How much of the body does breathing affect? And allowing attention to travel to the upper and mid-back. Sensing the muscles, tight or loose. Aware perhaps of sensations of the weight of the body here. Pressure against the floor or chair back. Feelings of the texture of clothing. Noting how the breath moves in this area of the body. And then bringing attention to the lower back. To the sense of contact or lack of contact with the floor or chair. The sense of yielding to gravity. Or resisting any tightness or softness. Noticing any tendency to move away from or towards any sensations or thoughts, feelings, judgments that may arise. Remembering that this is simply how it is in the lower back at this moment. And experiencing the whole back now, from the shoulders to the base of the spine. Aware of the subtle and not so subtle motions of the back as you breathe. Dwelling in the sensations of the back. Not watching from your head, just knowing what the back knows. And feeling. And shifting to the arms, to the upper arms and forearms, aware perhaps of the pull of gravity or the weight of the arms, feeling the muscles and the joints, the touch and texture of clothing. And then expanding the attention to include the wrists and hands. Noting if there's sensations of warmth or coolness, tingling, moisture, or dryness. Moment to moment, just noticing. How does the breath affect the arms and hands, if at all? Is it possible to feel the pulse here? Just being with what's here, right now, in this moment. And then moving, as you're ready, your attention to the chest. Aware of the lungs and the heart in this space. Maybe sensing inside, as the lungs fill, and empty. Perhaps noticing the heartbeat. The rhythm of the heart and the breath together. Being present to these sensations of life in the body. And feeling the surface, the touch of clothing, any sense of movement. And now extending attention into the abdomen, the belly, feeling inside first, this place where we have our gut feelings. There really are nerves here that sense and know. Feeling into the motion of the diaphragm, the sense of the breath in the belly. And just noticing. And when it seems right, moving attention to the pelvic region from hip to hip, aware of the effects of gravity, the weight of the lower body, the buttocks pressed into the floor or chair or bed. And any sensations in the hip joints, the groin, the genitals, the lower abdomen. Turning into the sense of the breath, of the pulse here. And noticing thoughts and feelings that may arise. Aware of judgments, and as it's possible for you, letting them go. And if you become distracted by thoughts, and pulled into them, just being aware that you are now focused on your thoughts, and then gently returning your attention back to the body scan without judging, just noticing in this moment. And now shifting a focus into the upper legs, the thighs, aware of gravity's work, the pressing against the floor or chair, the feel of clothing against the skin, and the quality of the muscles, tight or loose. Is it possible to feel the bone running through? And then extending attention now to the lower legs, the calves and shins, noticing points of contact or lack of contact with the floor or chair. Aware of gravity, aware as well that the legs are alive. How does the breath affect them? And how about the pulse? Is there a sense of the blood flowing? And when you're ready, exploring onward and moving your attention to the feet, feeling where they are, the floor, perhaps a sense of temperature, warmth or coolness, a sense of the breath and heartbeat perhaps. And now expanding the attention to include the entire body, from the soles of the feet to the top of the head. Just scanning your attention throughout. Being present to the totality of the experience of sitting or lying here in this moment. And perhaps feeling the breath, and focusing now on the breath, how it has been a constant companion, how it brings the whole body together, as does the pulse, the heartbeat, and feeling the sense of gravity, the sense of being held gently, closely, without fear, dwelling in what the body feels, in what it knows. And staying with the breath for a few more moments, as it comes in and out. Always the anchor, bringing your attention back whenever you are distracted by thoughts or emotions or external sounds. Just focusing on the breath coming in and out automatically without any thought or concern or attempt to control. And in these last moments of this body scan, congratulating yourself for spending the time and energy to nurture yourself this way, for continuing to make choices to live a more healthy, satisfying life, and knowing that you can carry this awareness of your body's deep wisdom beyond this practice session and into each moment of every day, wherever you may find yourself.